The word today is escape. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. No one likes being stuck in a frustrating or painful situation. We want to escape our problems. Our biggest problem is our sinful condition, which results in our eventual death. We have no means of escaping it, except for our Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot save ourselves, but our Lord Jesus will bring us from the grave, victorious over our enemies. Here to share more about this encouraging topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Escape.
Every culture has phrases that are popular to summarize thoughts and expressions, and there are a few outdated ones that come along. After a while, they're just not used by the next generation or two, and there are some that I remember hearing when I was a child, and at first I didn't understand them, but as I grew up, I came to appreciate them, and then now you never hear them again. Like, for instance, close but no cigar. Well, that's because in games of chance at carnivals and festivals, they might hand out a cigar to a winner of a game, and if you came close, no cigar. There's another one. Put through the ringer. Well, this refers to the old-fashioned machines that were hand-cranked and you put some clothing into it and it would wring the water out of it. And so if a person was really tried and tested, they were put through the ringer. Another one, they sound like a broken record. Well, today people don't listen to records, vinyl albums. If there was a scratch on the album, it might skip. The needle might repeat the same section over and over again. So a person who kept talking about the same thing was like a broken record. Hold your horses. Well, back in the days when people rode horses, if the animal was getting antsy, they would say, hold your horse. Now, there is a phrase, the pits. That's really the pits. We used to say that growing up, and we'd think about your armpit and how stinky and smelly it is. Well, if a situation was smelly and stunk, you'd say, that's the pits. Well, today we're going to talk about the pits, literally, that the Jews were in ancient Egypt. They were in the mud pits making bricks for the Egyptians because the Jews were slaves. And they dreamed and thought about escaping. How would they get away from this? Would there ever be a deliverer? Well, actually, yes. The Lord raised up Moses. It's a fascinating account, and you can start in the beginning of the book of Exodus to read about this, about Moses' life and how he grew up and then how God called him. And eventually Moses appeared with his brother Aaron before the Pharaoh. Now, after God basically firebombed Egypt with all kinds of plagues and torment, finally the Pharaoh relents and he is going to let the people go. They will exit. They will exodus. That's what the word means. They will escape from Egypt. Now, that's recorded in Exodus 11, and I'm going to start at verse 4. So Moses said, this is what the Lord says. About midnight, I will go throughout Egypt. Every firstborn son in Egypt will die, from the firstborn son of Pharaoh who sits on the throne to the firstborn son of the slave girl who is at her handmill. All the firstborn of the cattle as well. There will be a loud wailing throughout Egypt. Worse than there has ever been or ever will be again. But among the Israelites, not a dog will bark at any man or animal. Then you will know that the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel. All these officials of yours will come to me, bowing down before me, saying, go, you and your people who follow you. After that, I will leave. Then Moses, hot with anger, left Pharaoh. The Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh will refuse to listen to you so that my wonders may be multiplied in Egypt. Moses and Aaron performed all these wonders before Pharaoh, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart and ye would not let the Israelites go out of his country. Well, that changed when the angel of death came over, as the Lord had said through Moses, and the firstborn of the Egyptian sons were struck down, and the firstborn of the cattle. Why the cattle? Because the Lord was showing his dominance. He was showing he is the only true God. The Egyptians had a calf god that they worshiped. So the Lord was going to say, okay, you want to worship cattle? Here, I'll show you what I can do to cattle. A very powerful demonstration of the Lord as the only true God. Now, these Jews coming out of Egypt, it's called the Exodus, where they escaped from Egypt. They fled, and right before, just before it, they were in the middle of eating this meal called the Passover meal. Well, the angel of death was circulating through Egypt, striking down the sons of the Egyptians. The Jews are in there eating this meal. They're to have their outer cloak on. They're to be standing, ready to walk out the door at a moment's notice. This is what you really call fast food. And it was to be eaten in haste. And as they went, the Egyptians said, go, go, leave. And they plundered the Egyptians at the same time, because the Egyptians said, here, take it, just get out, just leave. And they went. They were sent away with the valuables of the Egyptians. So the Lord enriched the people even as they were fleeing, even as they were escaping. It's just an incredible thing. The Egyptians once again changed their mind, and Pharaoh sent his army after the Jews when they were up against the Red Sea, but the Lord once again miraculously delivered them. And you can read about that in the book of Exodus. Well, we see that people are constantly trying to get away from something, the effects of sin, an individual who's tormenting them, perhaps a repressive government. And it's not uncommon to want to escape from something. There are two good books that I have read that are about escaping. One is called The Girl with Seven Names, who escaped from North Korea. And the other one is called The Long Walk, about a man, a soldier, who escaped a Siberian labor camp. Well, as we're thinking about our spiritual condition, we all would like to escape death and sin. Yes, we can through the Savior Jesus Christ. We all have enemies that come after us and plague us. The worst is death. But sometimes, I want to speak to Christians who are suffering persecution around the world. Sometimes there are enemies against us through no fault of our own except our love for Jesus. And it can be a really tricky thing. Do we escape? Do we run? Or do we stand and give testimony? You know, the Lord is going to give you enlightenment. He's going to speak to you. Let His Spirit guide you as to what you should do in any situation. We don't want to deny our Lord Jesus. But sometimes if we have a wife and family or so and children, maybe we need to escape to try to preserve their lives. It's something that you need to pray over and think over. When you are confronted and not given any choice any longer, when it comes time to die for Jesus, be bold. Make your life an offering. Be a sacrifice for Jesus. Do not deny Him. Stand strong, even in the face of death. The strongest witness that a Christian can give is their testimony upon pain of death. That's called being a martyr. In the New Testament, the word for witness is martyria. The ultimate witness is your life. You will give your life because you are grateful because Jesus Christ gave His life for you. So use discretion and wisdom when it is time to escape and when it is time to stand in your faith. Now, God is a God of deliverance, and if He delivers you in the moment, if He delivers you at this time, we praise Him. But ultimately, the deliverance we're looking for is deliverance from the ultimate consequences of sin, which is death. We're looking from deliverance from Satan's control. And that's why I call on anybody who has been worshiping idols, anybody who has been trapped in false religion, come to the Lord Jesus for freedom. But mind you, there's no turning back. When Jesus calls you, he calls you permanently. Just as the Jews, when they exited Egypt, there was no turning back. Now, there were strong temptations too. There were some people among the group who said, we never should have left Egypt. Because sometimes, and this is important for you to understand, when you come to Jesus Christ and commit to him, the way may not be easy. It may be hard. It may be difficult. There can be pain. There can be loss. You need to understand that. But the way forward is blessed in Jesus Christ. It is a way to life and salvation. It's not a way to back to death and destruction. So when you come to the Lord Jesus, continue on with him. Do not revert. Do not fall back to your old sin. Do not go back to that old life. That's death. Jesus sets us free. We said it's not always easy to walk with him in this new life, but it is the path to eternal life. Christ frees us and we escape from the clutches of Satan, from the domination of the sins that would control us and destroy us. I urge you to start looking into the Bible. Listen to the Word of God. Let it lead you to freedom and new life in Jesus. Confess your sin and come to Jesus and receive. He will receive you and forgive your sins. You know, when Christ brings us to himself, he calls us for freedom to walk along with him, to sojourn with him. It's not to seek worldly luxuries. It's not to try to escape the current problems we have. We address them in faith and we move forward. We definitely don't want to anchor to this life. Our eternal good is in heaven, so we got to constantly think forward to it. God can give you freedom. Let him give you encouragement. In Jesus Christ, he wants you to ultimately escape sin and death. He is the deliverer. So come to the Lord Jesus with sincerity and faith and call upon him, pray to him, and put your trust in him, because you can find an escape for the ills of this world, and it lies in the person of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.